From KMXT in Kodiak, it's the Alaska Fisheries Report. I'm Terry Haynes.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by Alaska Boats and Permits, marine broker for vessels, permits, and IFQs. For more information, call 1-907-235-4966 or online at alaskaboat.com.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report is provided by the Stosh and Claudia Anderson Fund. In recognition of the fishing industry, which provides over 58,000 Alaskan jobs from a renewable source.
Let's take the Wayback Machine to the hallway of the Anchorage Hilton for another look at the October meeting of the North Pacific Fishery Management Council. It takes years to guide a proposed regulation change through the North Pacific Fishery Management Council process. It starts out as a seed of recognition of a problem or a need, which could sprout into a discussion paper, which, if fed enough data and drama, might yield a crop of alternatives and options. If a preferred alternative is selected from the basket, the council can then serve it to the public by voting on a final action. At its October meeting, the council approved a final action on Pacific Cod Small Boat Access, which aims to provide opportunities to Unalaska's local fishermen. This action traces its ancestry back almost 30 years, when the council approved a set-aside of cod for jig fishermen in Unalaska. But the jig fishery never took off there, so those fish went to another set of harvesters. I spoke to fisherman Eric Velsko.
The quota that was set aside for jig fishermen in Unalaska ended up being mostly rolled back to pot cod fishermen, and they came to depend on that rollover quota for part of their season.
Yeah, and then you had a kind of a group of vessels that started looking at that fishery out there, and then and the way it was managed was they started rolling over quota from all sectors that would leave unharvested quota. Some of it was in trawl fisheries where they'd get shut down on halibut bycatch and they couldn't catch the remainder of their quota. Some of it was leftover cod from the bigger boat quotas of guys, you know, that the over 60 fleet. So some fish would get left over from that, and that under 60 fleet kind of was the cleanup crew for the Bering Sea for a number of years.
So am I getting it right that the argument for the folks who have been taking advantage of the rollover is that they're making use of those pounds now, they're being harvested, and that there's a risk if you set those back aside for smaller, more localized fleet, that they might not get harvested at all?
Yeah, and that's the word. It's the possible stranding of fish, you know, and then if the potential rollovers might be so late in the season where a lot of the fleet is already gone and on to other things, either IFQ fishing or salmon fishing or tendering. Most of those boats do a number of different fisheries. There is some that are almost fully dependent on it, though, that just cod fish and tender. And so those ones will be the most affected by this action. They kind of built their whole business plan around this and had been doing fairly well working the rollover quotas like that. But, yeah, this kind of puts all that in jeopardy.
He also had questions about the precedent set by the action.
I was unclear how you could come in and basically create a new sector within a sector, because you could look at all of them and start chopping them up however you wanted, you know, if you're unhappy with what the allocations were. So I don't know. It's going to be it'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out. You know, usually with council stuff, it'll be a number of years before this is implemented, and things might look a lot different then.
People who are in favor of this, they've already been working for 4 years. And now, even with victory, they still have to wait another 3 or so years to see how it implements out.
Yeah, it's kind of a delayed gratification, I guess, for the some of this council stuff.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute. working to raise the value of our seafood harvest for the benefit of all Alaskans. On the web at alaskaseafood.org.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association, providing U.S. Coast Guard-accepted, hands-on safety training for all of Alaska's fishermen and their families. AMSEA at amse.org or 907-747-3287.
Julie Cavanaugh serves on the council's advisory panel, and her family has been fishing the rollover cod. She says the jig portion of the rollover quota pool is significant and questions whether accessibility is still a problem for un-Alaska fishermen.
My family does a lot of harvesting of Pacific cod in the pot fixed gear fleet, and right now there's a item on the agenda for final action called small boat access, and so I'm very interested in that. My family's been involved in that fishery since the 1990s, and on face value, it looks like a great way to divert fish to a smaller class of vessels and provide some benefit to them. When that action was originally brought forth in 2019, there wasn't codfish available for those boats to harvest all year. But recently, for the last 2 years, that dynamic has changed. Not only has that state water fishery been open, since it opened, it's been opened all through the summer and into the fall and is still open. The federal fishery hasn't closed either. So the idea that anybody in the under 60 fixed gear fleet needs access is no longer true. And so what it does for the boats that are 56 and over, 56 to 60 feet, is it takes away 40% of their opportunity in the Pacific cod fishery. So in Kodiak, you have 16 vessels that fall into that category that will no longer be provided 40% of their opportunity. The majority of those 16 vessels have no other federal fishing opportunity, and they rely 80% on that federal cod tech. So it's kind of a big deal.
I was going to ask if you have any personal grievances that might play out well on the radio, but maybe you just said that.
It is definitely close to home for me, and it's not really a grievance, but it's a concern, and it's definitely close to my heart and to the guys that I know that fish that fishery.
Statewide support of the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from Satellite Technical Services, providing satellite communication solutions for commercial fishermen across the state of Alaska. Information and dealers can be found at satellitewest.com or by calling 206-321-6896.
Frank Kelty is a former Unalaska mayor who works as a fisheries consultant for the city now. He was hopeful the council's action will finally fulfill their original intent.
Unalaska is monitoring the small boat fisheries issue, which had to do with setting a 1.4% allocation to be utilized for the local hook and line and pot boats in Unalaska. And we were successful at the council after 4 years of working on it to get that issue supported. And there was some opposition from some of the larger 60 under fleet, but I think it's going to be a great opportunity for the small boat sector, 55 and under in Unalaska, to have an entry-level fishery that they'll be able to participate in and have some local, a small amount of local cod for the local boats to work on.
And are you satisfied with the way that worked out?
Yeah, it worked out fine. We have a trimester fishery. A season will be mostly for the hook and line and pot vessels in that area. The B season, which is June till September 1, will be still be set aside for the jig operations, if any jig operations move forward. And then they're going to have a rollover. If the jig and A season allocations aren't caught, we'll roll over to all 60 under vessels to fish in September 1. So I think that will take a little sting out of it that some of the Super 58s and vessels were thinking about losing the rollover opportunity from the A season and B season.
Some boats became very accustomed to catching that fish over the last few years, and they argued that since it was working for them now, that the council shouldn't trade it for something that hasn't been developed yet. Are you pretty optimistic about developing a small boat fishery in Alaska now?
Well, we have a couple, three boats, I think, right now that are doing it. And that's we think that's going to expand. Some of the guys that own, like, the 32-footers or a little bit bigger, between 30 and 40-footers, can put hook and line gear on very easily. So they'll be able to participate if they so choose. And I think we are going to see some effort. This is going to be an entry-level fishery. And, Terry, you're exactly right. I was around when we worked on that, and I was mayor of Unalaska in the early 90s, and that's something we thought was going to work, the jig fishery, but it never really worked out, and basically it turned it into a rollover fishery, which was not why that set-aside was put together by National Marine Fisheries in 1994. It was supposed to be an allocation for Unalaska. So now we've kind of got it back to where it should have been years ago, and not just be a rollover fishery for various other sectors.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from Madsen, providing twice weekly service to Alaska's Emerald Isle.
One thing that's the same about everyone I have talked to here is that they are here, in Anchorage, at a long and sometimes tedious meeting.
Is it good to be back to in person?
I think it's good. It's easier to deal with some of these issues. I noticed we did that most of that abundant space management action online, and it tends to get more aggressive and nastier online when people aren't in person. There's no face-to-face contact, and so I think it's better to do it this way in person. It keeps the peace a little bit, and it's easier to pull someone aside and have a conversation in the hallway instead of just staring at the computer screen, and then it is what it is. There's not as much real human contact, which I think you need in this process to make it work.
You've made that investment to keep track of the regulatory process. Is that part of fishing now, if you want to be a successful fishing businessman?
Well, yeah, that's part of the deal now, unfortunately. I mean, I would probably rather be out on the boat doing the most of the fishing, but it seems crazy, with having two little boats like we have, that you have to be that engaged, but I think you do.